This is an executive summary of realized gain versus recognized gain, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Realized gain versus recognized gain, a key term for accredited real estate investors. Definition below, see the cited authority and related terms to go deeper. Realized gain and recognized gain are related but distinct tax concepts, and the difference between them is the foundation of every tax deferral strategy in real estate. Realized gain is the total economic gain on a transaction, the amount realized, typically the sale price net of selling costs, minus the property's adjusted basis. It measures the full profit the disposition produced. Recognized gain is the portion of that realized gain that is actually subject to tax in the current year. In an ordinary taxable sale, the two are equal, all realized gain is recognized and taxed. The power of provisions like Section 1031, like-kind exchanges, Section 721, contributions to a partnership or UPREIT, and Section 1400(c)(2), opportunity zones, is that they allow a taxpayer to realize a gain without recognizing it, deferring the tax. In a fully structured 1031 exchange, for instance, the investor realizes the full gain on the relinquished property but recognizes none of it currently, because the gain is rolled into the replacement property's basis and stays deferred. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.